High above the earth, squatting in a boat with his elbows touching his knees and a bowl for offerings in his hands, perches the god Lamiaha, just as he was once worshipped under the open sky of the village of Emroin. Emroin lies on the island of Babar, in the Babar archipelago, in the east of what is today Indonesia. This wooden column, measuring just over 2 meters in height, was erected on a stone altar in the centre of the village.
Before the arrival of Christianity, the islanders of Babar envisioned a cosmos divided into two, with above represented by the male god of the heavens and below by the female earth goddess. The god was enthroned on his high column, a phallic symbol, while the goddess was symbolized by the stylized vulva of the stone altar. These two cosmic powers were joined in cosmic marriage, guaranteeing the fertility of the earth and all its creatures. This life-giving union of the deities was celebrated during the Porka ceremony, held every 7 years, or after catastrophes such as droughts, earthquakes, or epidemics.
During the Porka, ritual dances were held with the men wearing the ornaments of headhunters. Headhunting was once widespread among the peoples of the Malay archipelago and was part of a complex worldview with existential importance for the community. A young man was only allowed to marry after taking the head of at least one person. Otherwise, it was believed the marriage would be childless. Though life and death were regarded as complementary, the power of men to take life outweighed that of women to give life. Thus, all life on earth was due to the ritual power of men.
The Protestant missionaries who were active in the southern Moluccas in the late 19th and early 20th centuries were none too fond of the connection between the earth goddess and the god of the heavens. The newly converted inhabitants of Emroin soon turned away from their old gods and destroyed their depictions and symbols. When the Berlin anthropologist Wilhelm Müller arrived on Babar in 1913, he was able to photograph the sculpture of Lamiaha in its original location and then take it home with him. Unfortunately, we don't know what he gave the villagers in exchange. Nonetheless, he performed a great service by saving this impressive object for future generations.